scruffy, slightly stooped, and silent. The two men looked like characters arriving for a dress rehearsal of Waiting for Godot. Breakfast with Lucien invariably began the same way, with the grand old man of British art and his younger assistant, David Dawson, walking the few doors down from the painter's home in Kensington Church Street in Notting Hill to Clark's restaurant. Lucien often wore a paint-flecked grey cashmere overcoat and black lace-up workman's boots, which gave him a sartorial edginess. The coat was from Issey Miyake, and the unironed white shirt was crumpled, but expensive. Lucien entered Clark's before the curtain went up. He and David would slip through the delicatessen next door to the restaurant via a side passage into the empty dining room. The shop does a brisk trade in almond croissant, pain au chocolat, organic cheeses, quiches, lemon tart, sausage rolls and breads. Breakfast next door was a privilege that Sally Clark, the eponymous owner of the restaurant, one of Lucien's last sitters, only ever granted to him. In effect, it became Lucien's private salon for himself and his guests.